are listening to a free version of Majority Report with Sam Steeder. To support this show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
It is Tuesday, June 21st, 2016. My name is Sam Steeder. This is the four-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. On the program today, Senate rejects all gun control measures in a not very surprising vote. Also, healthcare insecurity in this country at a record low on the eve of a massive Cigna and Anthem merger deal, which is now embroiled in scandal. What will be next for the Bernie coalition? Here's a hint. Postal banking? Maybe. Maybe that's just my own projection of dreams.
Interesting. Meanwhile, dream life.
Yeah, exactly. Donald Trump, self-paying, double-dipping, Chapter 11-ing his way to the convention, ladies and gentlemen.
They said campaign is yourself.
There you go. In Oaxaca, Mexico, police and teachers clash. Six are dead. And a Republican wants to keep Harriet Tubman off the $20 bill. He's willing to legislate. That's what they're willing to legislate about. Yesterday, the exclusionary rule smashed, not destroyed, though, in a Fourth Amendment case. Results are in. Colorado teen pot use really unchanged, maybe down a little bit since full legalization. And a thought experiment. Gone awry. There's a reason why Daily Caller's led to the doxing of a Muslim woman because they misread her tweet. But really, had liberals been on top of that and they had misread her tweet first, none of that doxing would have happened.
Would have been entirely different.
Yeah.
Be intellectually honest.
I don't know. Close.
Can't do it. It's hard. But maybe we get
the amount of time that you'd have to spend listening to it.
Absolutely
probably
not
worth
it. No.
Yesterday, last night, British man was arrested at a weekend Donald Trump rally in Las Vegas. Apparently, he tried to grab a police officer's gun so he could kill Donald Trump. He's been supposedly planning the assassination for about a year. That, I don't know, planning is probably used pretty loosely there. U.S. Secret Service agents said that Michael Stephen Sanford approached a Las Vegas police officer at a campaign stop to say he wanted Trump's autograph, but then he tried to take the weapon. He's been denied bail during a court appearance. His court-appointed attorney said he was living out of his car and in the country illegally after overstaying a visa, which, incidentally, about half, when we say that 11 million number, at least half are people who came to the country legally and simply overstayed their visa. Sounds like this guy may have some, well, maybe that's obvious, but He ran away from a hospital in England, is according to the public defender. Does not have a criminal history. And the criminal defender says her client has not been diagnosed with a mental illness, but he has autism and has previously attempted suicide. He has no job. So, I mean, there is obviously something going on there. But, again, we do not promote any type of violence, obviously, at this program. However, don't necessarily think it's violent to attempt to pull someone's hair if you do it gently.
So if you're a mentally ill British person overstaying your visa in this country, as an example, there are other things you could do.
Yeah.
That are nonviolent.
Exactly.
But potentially
people got to find a different outlet for their protest. And sometimes just taking someone's hat off, even if it's shaped like hair. You know, because you get that a lot at like at football games. Like, hey, they're doing the national anthem. Take your hat off, and they flip your hat off sometimes. Well, you could do that.
Show a little respect, Mr. Right. Trump.
Right. Take your hat off when you're indoors, even though it looks like a hair.
We're singing for our national anthem. By the way. I'll do that later.
Yeah, you may want to just give it a little bit of a rest.
No.
I just want to say also a note up front. It was 52 years ago today that Chaney, Goodman, and Schwerner, James Chaney, Andrew Goodman, and Mickey Schwerner, were murdered by the KKK during the Mississippi Freedom Summer. You'll recall, obviously, there was that movie, The Mississippi Burning, about this, but also you also recall that Ronald Reagan announced his candidacy in 1979, I guess it must have been, for the 1980 race. In this county, just miles from where these people were killed at a... I think it was the Neshoba County Fair. And spent a lot of time talking about states' rights. Yeah, nothing like we should maintain segregation, or nothing like, hey, the federal government was wrong to come in and force us to have voting laws that allow black people to vote. It was just states' rights because, you know, there was a lot of other very contested states' issues that people were really interested in that area. Like, can we maintain our independent regulation of health insurance? That was very heavily on the minds of a lot of people at that time, or not.
It's all in the subtext.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what the, you know, there's not a lot of shrouding that's going on.
Or the plausible deniability, I don't know.
Right.
Everybody knows what that was.
Yeah, it's all dog whistle stuff. This is very exciting for me, actually, because there have been products that we've advertised on the program that I have started to use because we advertise. There have been products, well, Just Coffee, too, I guess I was using for a long time, but I think I met them through advertising. This I actually met through the one nice thing that John Benjamin ever did for me in my entire life. I've known the man for almost 47 years, probably, maybe 48. Blue Apron. It's true. I knew him like when I was 2 or 3, I think. Kelly, I'm in the middle of a read. You're interrupting. I'm on a roll here. John Benjamin, about, I don't know when it was, like 6 months ago, he had been using Blue Apron. And I don't know if it was for my birthday or just because he had just, I don't know. I don't know why he did it. That was so strange about it. But he got us like 4 free meals from Blue Apron. I can't remember how many it was. And Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. They have partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. Seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. Beef is raised humanely. Chickens are free-range. Pork is raised naturally. Regenerative farming practices are used for produce. It can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. There's less waste, food waste. This has been one of my favorite parts about it, to be honest with you. So basically what it is they deliver to you a box on ice or like a dry ice. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Or maybe it's just ice. I don't know, in ice packets. Doesn't matter. And they deliver you this, all the ingredients to make an amazing meal. The produce, the spices, everything. Every single part of it. You don't have to buy anything else. And they know that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. So they have the highest quality standards for their food. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, we had that recently. Wild-caught Alaskan salmon with some type of like crust, food crust on it. Like, I'm not a big foodie person, but the difference in the quality of these meals are amazing. I have made them. Nikki has made them. I have made them with Mila. Blue Apron is bringing you the best. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes with pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. They have new recipes that are created each week by Blue Apron's culinary team. They're not repeated within a year. They're totally flexible. So you can say, like, I want more of this protein. I want less of that protein. You can choose when you want the food delivered. You can skip a week. You can skip 2 weeks. Each meal comes with a simple step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe, pre-proportioned ingredients, and can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, even if your kids are screaming. So we do this 2, sometimes 3 times a week. There's some weeks where it's like 1 week. But we've been using it on a regular basis. Nikki's been going out of town a lot for work. So this comes in. I can actually come home and make a good meal. The kids love it. The other night we had some type of turkey meatballs with, what's that Japanese, like teriyaki sauce? The kids actually eat the food. They eat fish. It's encrusted with asparagus. Fantastic. Check out this week's menu. Get your free 3 meals, 3 free meals with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/majority. 4 of us eat for about $30, and it comes in just so there's a little bit more that I can have, and that's probably Saul's portion. Probably part eating half of Saul's portion. But there's no waste. It's nice. You'll love how good it feels, it tastes, to create incredibly home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/majority. blueapron.com/majority. A better way to cook, ladies and gentlemen.
It's so good.
It's really good.
I just
good.
Have to co-sign on that. It's just so good.
You don't have to, but
well,
you
I
want
feel
to.
Compelled to. I would
All
like
right.
to.
Let's dig into the story about Donald Trump. It is crazy. I want to start with, you know that yesterday Corey Lewandowski was fired. And it appears, I think yesterday Michael reported in what I understand was a really highly inappropriate way, that
Ivanka, no, really? Why aren't you wearing a miniskirt for Father's Day?
Lewandowski was fired, and there seems to be a hint as to why he was fired. in Donald Trump's most recent FEC. We're going to get to all, you know, to the major story about this, which is like, there's no there there. Like, there's a shell of a campaign. But apparently, they paid $35,000. Which actually, you know, it's like, in a major campaign, that's not a lot of money. But in this campaign, they don't have a lot of money. $35,000 in 10 payments, I guess, to an ad agency that works out of what appears to be a private home in a town that is bordering the town that Corey Lewandowski lives in, New Hampshire. And the name of the firm is? No, it's not named Lewandowski. It's Draper Sterling. Oh my God. Which is really, really coincidental that there'd be a firm named Draper Sterling. What a coincidence. But think about it. Why wouldn't you want to use that firm? You've seen it on TV. It's already very successful. The fact that they've had to downsize.
They literally made a TV show about it. I mean, it's a very reputable firm.
You could just imagine Corey Lewandowski just like writing those checks going like, oh, let's see. What should my fake advertising firm be? What about fakeadvertisingfirm.inc? Or Corey's advertising firm. That might be too obvious.
Lewandowski and Sons. Lewandowski.
What about Lou and Dowski?
Because that way it's like two totally different dudes that I wouldn't even necessarily know other than by their work.
Lou Dowski and partners. Louis Dowski. Nah, that's going to be...
Yeah, it's a little too Jewy for Mr. Trump.
I got to come up with a name that sounds like it's a real firm. Nobody watches that show Mad Men, do they? So, there it is. That's the least of the things that I think have made the headlines. They are apparently doing an audit of Lewandowski's spending on the campaign. That may be pro forma, or it also may be not pro forma, as it were. Folks, whether you're wearing a suit or whether you're wearing sweats, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear. But instead of your underwear making a statement, it just sits there. Yeah, no, you should be changing it.
You shouldn't just be riding it out forever.
Your underwear is probably boring. And it is less comfortable than you can possibly imagine. MeUndies is here to change that. Every pair of MeUndies is made from sustainably sourced modal, a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton. Yes, Matt's just sitting there self-satisfied. He was on top of the whole modal, right? 2 years ago, right? We heard that already.
A long time ago.
Why did you get so... How were you on top of this? What were you doing? Were you doing some research? On,
well, actually...
Did Nixon talk about it in the tapes? Was it like a secret thing that...
Yeah. Nixon was working with the modal industry.
Henry, I need comfort.
No, I was in London, and I went to Marks and Spencer's, and they had underwear over there with modal in it.
All right. Well, there you go. Not as exciting as I thought that would be. Nothing can describe the fit and the feel of MeUndies, but once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. I put them on. It is a weird sensation. It feels like you're wearing nothing, but you also feel like the support of wearing underwear. If you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free. No questions asked. MeUndies has dozens of styles and limited edition prints to help you make a statement with your underwear, whether anyone can see them or not. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada. You can save up to $8 a pair with the MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription or single pair. Get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/majority. That's MeUndies.com/majority for 20% off your first order. MeUndies, MeUndies.com/majority. All right, let's get to this story here about Trump's campaign. These numbers are crazy. They're crazy.
And I'm starting to believe the conspiracy theories for the first time. Like, this is a Clinton operation.
Well, the...
It's incredible.
It is, I mean, the things that tip... Well, okay, let's just go through some of the big numbers here. So, Donald Trump raised $3 million in May. That is when he secured the nomination. You'll remember, like, back in January, I think it was, Bernie Sanders raised like $60 million in 1 month. Or maybe it was a quarter. In the first quarter, I think the last quarter of last year, he raised $60 million. In January, I think he raised $60 million too. Somewhere around that. Trump has just 1.3 million dollars in the bank, cash on hand. 1.3 million dollars. That's like, there's no way to really contextualize that. Mitt Romney at this point 4 years ago had $17 million in the bank. Like nine times more than what Trump has. 10 times. No, 12, 13 times more.
Yeah, you're terrible.
I'm really bad at math. Clinton started the month of June with $42 million. Now understand, Mitt Romney last year, $17 million in the bank, that was considered like, this is a little weak. Like he's screwed. Because that was when Obama basically defined Mitt Romney for the general population. Ben Carson, and I raise this only to give Michael an opportunity.
Thank you.
Ended May with $1.7 million in cash on hand. And cash. He ended his campaign in March.
Straight cash money. Some people actually think we're still running. They're on auto donation. Am I going to tell those suckers that we're not get running anymore?
But that's the point.
Hell no.
The auto donors give almost as much as Trump's like active donors.
Yeah, Mr. Trump is not exactly a neurosurgeon of campaign fundraising.
But so this is stunning. Now, the amazing thing is what they found as they dug into the numbers. Because it appears that Donald Trump, over the course of his campaign, has spent 10% of the campaign money on services provided by some entity owned by Donald Trump. So, in other words, he's loaning the campaign money to spend on his goods and services. So Mar-a-Lago, apparently, has been paid almost $450,000 by the Trump campaign.
Self-funding.
Yeah. Trump restaurants have received $135,000 worth of business from the campaign.
Have you tried the steaks, by the way? They're fantastic.
$4.7 million spent on his campaign swag was paid to Ace Specialties, owned by a board member of his son Eric Trump's charitable foundation. He has paid... Let's just read this. Here we go. There's in-kind prepaid payroll. There's a bunch. Donald Trump shows up himself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times on his filing. It's all for just like $5,000 here, $10,000 there. It's really impressive.
Don't go for the big con. You go for the small cons that accumulate to the big con. That's how it works.
So this is like basically the equivalent of me running for president, raising money from people, and saying, like, I've got to have all of my campaign staff have memberships to the Majority Report, but not just Majority Report level memberships, Sam Cedar level memberships. And they're going to pay all up front. So each one of them is going to get a Sam Cedar level membership. That's $12,000 a year. We're going to pay all up front, and it's all going to come from money that I raised through the campaign.
They won't understand what's happening in the campaign without the membership. It's essential service. I mean, look.
It's communications. It's I put it down, communications.
I put it down. I wrote it down. It says here, communications. And then they say a podcast isn't communicating. These people are so stupid. They're so dumb.
They don't understand. And then, of course, try to think what else I could sell. Like those famous Sam Cedar wooden cheese plates that I make out of apple wood.
I said we need to sell 150,000 copies of FUBAR and make it on the New York Times bestseller list.
Of course.
Because it's a campaign bio. I wrote it down. It's so stupid. It's literally the book I wrote for the campaign. But they're so stupid.
I really wonder if this is legal. It may be. I mean, it's quite possible. Like, you know, we're gonna pay. I mean, I can understand, like, if you drove your car around, you'd reimburse yourself for gas.
Oh, trust me, it's legal. You'd be amazed at what's legal.
It probably is legal, but it is really, really impressive. And what's impressive about it is that this guy has tweeted out, the good news is my campaign has perhaps more cash than any campaign in the history of politics. Because I stand 100% behind everything we do, because he's a billionaire, supposedly, and has billions of dollars, and he's going to pay all of this back. But it's weird, because you'd think a guy who had that much money would at least give himself services in kind.
Like, exactly.
Mar-a-Lago, that's on me, guys. In fact, because I could charge you retail prices, or I could just eat the wholesale cost of this. But it might be better for just for the numbers. And then, look, if you got 10% going to stuff that's clearly going to Trump himself, God knows how much was siphoned off in other places. They're not going to notice 10,000 here or there. I mean, we're going to send it to Sterling. What's the name of it?
Draper Sterling.
Yeah. We'll send stuff to, I don't know, what are the organizations? Oh, that Italian meat place in New Jersey.
My son's cousin's friends.
I'm just trying
rink.
To think of all the, it's that place, what's the name of that place where the two broke girls work? on CBS. It's all of the costs are going to places coincidentally named after TV shows.
So if I'm assuming that, you know, I don't know how much money he has, but I would actually guess in reality he's in the Mitt Romney range. So not quite a billionaire, but maybe like the several hundred million range. So not as much as he wants, but still obviously pretty rich. And he's doing like Trump University scams and stuff like that. If he dropped down to like 30 million, he would be like literally on the subway with like a mask on being like, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I hope everybody's having a good day. I recently lost my family and my home.
It's a pretty defensive posture to take for a guy who's supposedly a billionaire who wants to be president. That's all I'm saying. And of course, here's the thing. Who's going to contribute money to this. Like, here, this is only going to hurt his fundraising, it seems to me, going forward. Like, how does this help?
You're not seeing the big picture. I can upgrade Mar-a-Lago. And Corey, I mean, he wanted more money. I told him, I said, eventually, Ivanka's going to force you out, so make a killing while you can, Corey.
Unbelievable. Really amazing.
He might have literally, like, at some point, Ivanka's going to be like, you're done. So just do everything you can while you're here, Corey.
Unbelievable.
I saw him grab that reporter, and I said, you make up a fake advertising agency, young man. Got yourself an extra check.
All right, let's do one piece of sound on this point, and then we'll move into the fun half of the program. So this is senior Trump advisor Tana Gertz. This is yesterday, on the announcement of this earth-shattering, like, you know, everybody in the political press. And, you know, there's a story, maybe we'll have him on. Benji Sarlin has this piece about where a lot of the interest in Trump is that he's a billionaire and he can self-finance. He's not in anybody's pocket. And I'm not quite convinced of that. But even if you are, the idea that Trump is self-financing and can't be bought in the way that, let's say, a Jeb Bush presumably could be bought, you got to wonder if you carry it out and you were to sit there and ask these people, like, what is it that you think impacts when they're bought out by big moneyed interests? What is it that they're doing that you think is problematic? And I imagine if you spent enough time talking to them, they would get around to the payments to other people. Like, I don't think they'll say, like, well, I don't appreciate this tax situation where they can, you know, they're offshoring their tax profits. Or I don't like the fact that they're attacking unions. No, I think ultimately it's like they're letting other people get the goodies. And I don't think they're talking about the business people like Donald Trump. But here is senior Trump advisor Tana Gertz. She is a senior Trump advisor and, not coincidentally, an apprentice runner-up. She's also a spokesperson for Bedazzled Fashion Products, which I can tell you, very big with like 8-year-old girls. They want their stuff bedazzled. And here she is telling CNN's Brooke Baldwin not to worry about the fun, the number situations. She, you could say that Tana Gertz is going to bedazzle the CNN host.
As you pivot, and you are correct to point out, you know, and Corey was saying multiple times with Dana, I mean, lean and mean, and kudos to all of you for bringing out unprecedented Republicans in droves to vote for the primary season. But this is a different ballgame looking ahead, and you know that very well, Tana. But when you look at the numbers, when you compare now that we're looking ahead to November 8th, the Trump campaign in terms of staff size, 69 people compared to the Clinton camp, 685. And that's 10 times larger the Clinton campaign in terms of money in the bank. Clinton, they have 42 million. Trump, 1.3 million. Lean and mean might have worked in the primaries, will not moving ahead. How do you catch up?
Well, I don't think we need to catch up because we are winning our side.
But this is a different ballgame moving forward, Tana.
Well, I understand that, but Mr. Trump is a billionaire. If money is not a problem for our campaign. So that's not even on my radar, is that's a problem. Mr. Trump has a lean, mean, we're a great machine.
Every,
you know,
paper today indicates money is a problem. This is politics.
Guess what? Mr. Trump is a billionaire. Money is not a problem. I mean, I'm sure all the papers are saying that. The papers need to say something about Mr. Trump. We are winning. He is going to be the nominee in my mind.
Look at the numbers today. 47% to 42%. He is down 5 percentage points to Hillary Clinton.
That's nothing. Brooke, that's nothing. We just let us get through the convention. Once America hears he is the nominee and that there won't be any funny stuff or that there isn't a third party coming in, you just watch. Wait till you see those numbers go up. I mean, he's almost at a dead race in Pennsylvania where we will win, and Ohio. This is nothing. I'm super excited about this. Money is not a problem for Donald Trump.
So there you have it. I mean, they've spent very little. And there is something, I guess, you could say to the fact that he's only down, you know, on average 7-8% in the polls, although that is a tough place to be. I mean, look at like Dukakis, Bush, a different dynamic, but this is, you know, this is also different in and of itself. If money's not a problem, it just appears to be that he doesn't want to spend that money. He's got it. He just doesn't want to spend it because they haven't spent any money either. Not only have they not raised any money, they haven't spent any money.
Well, $200,000 on hats.
Well, that's true. They got a lot of hats. But they also don't seem to understand that they were lean and mean in the presidential, in the Republican primary. They got billions of dollars worth of free airtime, which their 16 other candidates didn't get. That dynamic is not going to end up in the one-on-one race in the general election. The amount of airtime that Donald Trump gets is going to be more or less the same amount of airtime that Hillary Clinton gets. And this is all, at this level, it's all about what you don't do becomes a liability rather than what you do, if you'll pardon the expression.
No. If you're taking it at face value, it's just a complete inability to understand that there's a difference between a primary and a general election, like you're saying. But check your IMs real quick. Hillary Clinton is doing her economic address right now.
She is.
And that tweet that I sent you, if she sticks to it, is potentially pretty salient.
All right. We're supposed to be talking to someone from the PCCC tomorrow about this. But she said we should reject any trade deals like the Trans-Pacific Partnership that don't meet high standards. There's a little wiggle room there.
But I think the Korea deal, there are a couple of deals that they actually did push through that did have genuine standards built into them, more so than TPP or NAFTA. So if she's going that route, that's at least a modest improvement. And a difference between her and Trump, because, you know, the other thing, I think it was Ari Rabinoff made this point, and I haven't, and I think you made points like this too. It isn't even just that he could flip on TPP. It's that his critique is so elastic that he could go in by his own logic and negotiate potentially an even worse deal. In the sense that,
well, the idea,
you know what
is,
I mean?
That like, his whole argument is
we're not
that
competing well. So competing well can mean maybe our wages should be lower.
But his whole argument, for at least his supporters, is that It's the sort of the opposite of if the president does it, it's legal.
Right.
It's I'm Trump. If I do it, it's better.
Right.
Doesn't
That's
matter.
The basic argument. Yeah.
The words can be the same, but when I do it, it's better.
I want that comma moved. Perfect.
Right, tomorrow we'll do a recap of that speech. We're going to take a quick break, head into the fun half. Folks, let me remind you that if you don't want to listen to commercials on this program, there's an easy way to do it. It's by becoming a member. Go to jointhemajorityreport.com, sign up for your membership, and become a member. Pennies a day. Pennies a day. Dimes a day. Dimes a day. A couple of dimes. Three dimes. Several dimes a day.
Well, that's not even several.
It's not even several. Well, it's more than two is several. A few. A few dimes a day. Two dimes and two nickels. How's that? Join the majoritypreport.com. Also, justcoffee.coop, fair trade coffee, tea, or chocolate. You can always go to support our sponsors link at majority.fm if you forgot the coupon codes for anything today. And don't forget, give us a review on iTunes. Help the show out, folks. If you buy crap from Amazon, buy stuff from Jet.com. Nice stuff from Jet.com. MajorityReportKickback.com. Going to take a quick break. Take your phone call. 646-257-3920. IM is working. Back in a minute.